Okay, our next speaker on an ethics topic again is we're pleased to have Scott Rothenberg with us. He has a solo practice. He's got such a great bio. We were just talking about these In Re Astroworld MDL cases. You'll see in his bio, if you read it, and it's worth a read, that to put himself through law school, he drove a taxi cab during the day and he parked cars at what then was actually Astroworld at night. He, of course, is board certified in civil appellate law. He has given over 170 CLE presentations and articles on a variety of ethics topics, and he always finds a fresh angle for us, and we always learn something new. So I'm pretty excited he's here to talk to us about the effective screening and onboarding of new appellate clients. Scott Rothenberg.
Okay, so a couple of housekeeping matters before we begin. First of all, for the next 23 more days, I'm still a member of a grievance committee, a panel chair, and the committee chair for Harris County for the grievance committees. So make sure you understand that everything I tell you today is solely in my capacity as a 38-year licensed attorney who so far has not had any legal malpractice or grievance matters. And not in any representative capacity on behalf of any entity. The second housekeeping matter is that, as you can see, I'm wearing a Hawaiian shirt, and that is by design. And the reason for it is I always preview my presentations to a learned colleague to see if what the reaction is and whether I ought to change up anything. And he called my presentation anxiety-producing and stressful. And so I thought to myself, well, you know, I need to make this a little less stressful. So I'm going to present with a Hawaiian shirt. And if you find yourself getting anxious or kind of short of breath or anything, just focus on the shirt and think of yourself on a tropical beach, but not during hurricane season. Third, this morning we had to be in the car, my wife and I, who's here today, at 6:30 this morning, and I treated her to 3 hours of my solos at pretty much top volume, along with Road Trip Radio. Separate and unrelated to any of that, if any of you practice primarily family law, she would like to visit with you during the next break. Okay. There are... Wow, boy, did I must have hit the clicker a few times. Okay, I'm lost. Well, this is fun. I promise you will.
I'm looking at the Hawaiian shirt.
Believe me, I need to. Okay, this seems to be going the wrong way. Huh. Well, if I can get some help going back to the start of my presentation, that would be great. I want to tell you a little bit of something about something that happened earlier this week. The cases where there are potential clients out there who will do almost anything, sometimes anything, whether legal or illegal, in order to achieve, thank you, a great appellate result is amazing. There are very few things that some people won't do to do that. And unfortunately, sometimes if they don't achieve the result that they wanted to achieve through the court, they can sometimes resort to things that involve their own lawyer or law firm, and we'll talk about those in a little bit. But Monday of this week, June 3rd, in the Minneapolis Star Tribune, there was a story. And I typically kind of get frustrated because I want to give y'all examples of things that sort of bring home the point of what it is I'm discussing.